true. Today's shiur is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Samech Tes. We will begin on Daf Samech Tes, seven lines from the top of the Yomid, at the beginning of the line with the word Ve'ema. In yesterday's shiur, we learned that a bia of one who is posel, a bias psul, of a chayv krisis, or an evet knani, or an akum, where there is ein kedushin taifsin, such a bia will pasul the bas koyein from truma. And we learned this from the pasuk, ubas koyein kisiya amonu grusha, yatsu elu, with the exception of an akum and an eved, and a chayve krisis, because it's not possible to have amonis vegerishin. It's not possible, since there's no havaya, there's no kisiya, there is no kedushin, by a chayve krisis, ain't kedushin taifsin by chayve krisis. And as Rashi brought down yesterday, by an eved and an akum, there is not any possibility of kedushin either. And therefore, since there's not possible any status of an almana or a grusha, the bas koyin would not return to her father's house to eat truma. We also learned from an extra word, ubas koyin, as we explained in yesterday's shiur, the whole word ubas is extra. You could have said kisiyah, because the pasuk before already mentioned bas koyin. We learned out that we're marba, a levia, and a yisraelis as well, that if they had a bia with a chayvei krisis or an eved or an akum, they would become posel from truma as well. And therefore it comes out that based on yesterday's sugya, we are darshening this pasuk of ubas koyein, kisi almanu grusha l'chumra, that all of these relationships where there is no kedushin, and therefore since there's no kedushin, there's no gerushin or a status of an almana, l'chumra, that this bas koyein will become possible from eating truma. And now we are ready to begin today's sugya, and the Gemara begins with a question. As we begin seven lines from the top of the Amid, ve'ema, why don't we learn l'kula? Why are we learning l'chumra? Let's learn l'kula. Mi sheyesh lo amanus v'gerushin bo, ki les le zera ka'ochla, ki is le zera loy ochla. We learned that the bas koyein, who was married to a Yisrael, and then she became an almana or a grusha, so the pasuk says it depends. If she has children, she will not eat. If she doesn't have children, she will eat. And maybe we should learn lakula, that mi she'ein loy almanus v'gerushin ba. If a woman had a relationship with, let's say, an eved or a goy, where it's not possible to have a status of an almana or a grusha, then the halacha should be lakula, that what? Afal gav de isle zera namitechel, that even if the bas koyein has a child from the eved or the goy, she should still eat. Tosfos on the top of the Amud, Divrei HaMashal Ve'ema, points out, Tema, the bechol duch de l'chumra makshin, v'hocha porch de nakash l'kula. Tosfos is asking a question that whenever the Gemara has a choice of making a hekish l'chumra or l'kula, we always go l'chumra. Why over here is the Gemara asking a question, ve'ema, we should go l'kula? The Karen Oira answers Tosfos Kasha, and he says that when do we say that we go l'chumra, when we have a choice, l'kula or l'chumra? That's if there's nothing pulling us to either tzad. We could just as well make the hekesh l'chumra, or l'kula, we make it l'chumra. But over here, there is a svara to say that we should go bedafka l'kula, and that's why the Gemara is asking, ve'ema, maybe we should go l'kula, as Rashi on the third line of our Amud, and also the Tosfos HaRosh say, that the bia of an eved or an akum is kebehema ba'al mechashu. It's considered like a bias behema. There's no kedushin, there's no nesuin. It's merely as if she was having a relationship with a behema. And if so, perhaps in such a case, there is no bia psula. We don't consider it a viable bia psula. And therefore, the Gemara thought we should go in this hekesh l'kula. Answers the Gemara, Im kein ribui levi of Yisraelis lamali. Why did we learn in yesterday's sugya from the extra word ubas koyin that were marbid, that levi of Yisraelis to a eved and a goy will also be puzzled to eat truma? If you're saying that it's lakula, what do you need a ribui that a levi of Yisraelis will also be mutter to eat truma? If we, the way we're learning it, it's l'chumra, so then you need a ribi for levi of Yisraelis. As Rashi explains, based on yesterday's sugya, the Gemara came out that it's more mistavra, that a levi and a Yisraelis who are eating truma in the schus of their son, they inherently do not have kedusha in their body as a bas koyin, a kohanis has. So it's logical that if they have a bia with someone who's puzzle, that is not a breach in their kedusha, because they don't have the kedusha of the kohanis, and therefore, if they're eating in the schus of their son, they could still keep on eating. So where is it more logical that a woman should lose the truma? That's by a bas koyin who has kedusha. So if she's nivla lepsul, we would say that she is mafsid the truma. So if we learn l'chumra, that by an eved and an akum with a bas koyin l'chumra, that she's possible for truma, so then it makes sense that we're marbe, even a levi of Yisraelis, that she's also possible. I would have thought a levi of Yisraelis, since there's no breach in her bodily kedusha, she should remain and be able to eat truma. As opposed to a bas koyin where there is a breach, yes, a bas koyin is posel, but not a levi Yisraelis. Kamashmalan, even a levi Yisraelis is posel to eat truma. However, if you now want to tell me that you want a darshan lakula, that meaning that an eved and an akum, if they have a relationship with the bas koyin, then the bas koyin will be able to go back to her father's house and eat truma, even if she has children, lakula. So what do I need a ribi levi of Yisraelis? If a bas koyin is not breached by the bi of an akum and is allowed to go back to her father's house to eat truma, so certainly a levi of Yisraelis is not breached and should certainly be able to continue to eat truma. So since we have a ribi for levi of Yisraelis, it must be because we're darshening l'chumra. And if it's l'chumra, it makes sense why we have a drusha for levi of Yisraelis to be marba, that even they are also possible to eat truma. Now the Gemara asks the question, Ula Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who shita is, the Omar, and Kedushin Taifas and B'chai V'lavin, that Kedushin are not Taifas B'chai V'lavin, where was the pasuk from which we learned out that a B.S. Psul, pasuls from Truma, that was the pasuk, Ubas Koyin Kisi El Ishzor. And we learned that the Ishzor in this pasuk doesn't refer just to a Yisrael, that she married a Yisrael, it means she lived with a, someone whose bia is pasul. And we explained that pasuk of Bas Koyin Kisi El Ishzor is speaking about Chai V'lavin. Because we were going not like Rabbi Akiva, we were going like the Chachamim that hold that Kedushin Toivsin B'chai V'lavin. So it's possible to have Kisiya. It's possible to have Havaya. So that pasuk we interpreted for a person like a Mamzer. A Mamzer, which is a Chai V'lavin and Kedushin is Toivsin. It's possible Kisiya Le'izor, he betrumas hakadoshim loisaychal, that will pasul her from eating truma. That's how we learned that pasuk. And memela, we needed another pasuk for chai v'krisas and an eved and akim who don't have kedushin. We needed a second pasuk of ubas koyin kisi almanu grusha. We needed that pasuk to be marbe chai v'krisas. Why? Because chai v'krisas don't fit into the pasuk of kisiya Le'izor, because they have no siyah, they have no kedushin types and no havaya. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even Chai V'lavin is ain kedushin taifsin, so it must be that how do you interpret the pasuk ubas koyin kisiya le'izor? If ishzor refers to a pasul, to a mamzer, how does kisiya fit in? Kisiya means havaya, it means kedushin, and there's no kedushin according to Rabbi Akiva even by Chai V'lavin. Must be that Rabbi Akiva interprets the word kisiya not havaya of kedushin, but kisiya means she will live with him, she will have an intimate relationship, be with. If so, If that's how Rabbi Akiva interprets that pasuk, then why does he need a second pasuk for Chai V'Krisis? He could already include Chai V'Krisis in the first pasuk. According to us, that we hold Kedushin Toivsin B'Chai V'Lavin, then the first pasuk is by a Mamzer Chai V'Lavin, the second pasuk is Mar B'Chai V'Krisis. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that the first pasuk itself, Kisiyah doesn't mean Havaya, means Kedushin, because ain't Kedushin Toivsin B'Chai V'Lavin. If so, I could already fit in Chai V'Krisis in the first pasuk as well. I could fit in the Eved V'Akim in the first pasuk as well. Let's see the Gemara inside. And what does Kisiyah mean? Kisival Amon of Egrusha Lomali. So what do I need the second pasuk of Amon of Egrusha to be marred by Chai V'Krisis? Chai V'Krisis, according to Rekiva, are included in Kisiyah, which means be Be'ilah, according to Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't mean Havaya Kedushin. The Gemara answers, I need it for Almona and Grusha. You're right, I don't need it for Chai V'Krisis. Almona lahachmer aleha, u'grusha lahakal aleha. I need that pasuk for a chumra concerning an Almona, and for a kula concerning a Grusha. And the Gemara now will elaborate what that chumra and what that kula is. Utsricha. If the Torah would have said only Almana and would not have said Grusha, I would have said Almana who dechiles lo zera achla. And Almana who doesn't have children, if she's a bas koyin, she can go back to her father's house and eat. Why? Mishum dechazia lekohana. Because a Almana is roy to marry a koyin. She's also to a koyin gadol. But she's mutter to a kohen. So since she's mutter to a kohen, that's why when she doesn't have children, she can go back to her father's house. Avol grusha. But a grusha deloy chazi lekuna. A grusha is puzzle to even to a kohen hedget. Ema, I would have thought, lechumra. Maybe she doesn't go back to her father's house at Grusha, even if she has no children. We should be machmer. Therefore, the Torah had to tell me, no, a Grusha also lekula. That's what we said before. Ugrusha lahakel. We're makled by a Grusha, even though she's not roy for kahuna, but if she doesn't have children, she goes back to her father's house, the kohen, and eats truma. V'yashmin and Grusha. If the Torah would have only have written Grusha, I would have said, Grusha hu dechi is la zera lo yachla. Grusha, when she has children, does not eat mishum d'loy chazi lakuna, because she has a chesaron that she is not roy to marry a kohen hedget. Avol amona bat amona. The chazi lakuna, who is able to marry a kohen hedget, I would have thought, that even if she has children, she should still be able to go back to her father's house. Therefore, kamash malon, that an almana lechumra. That's what the Gemara said before. Almana lechumra. That an almana, if she has children, even she, who is roy to kohana, but if she has children, she disqualifies herself from being able to eat truma. She does not go back to her father's house. So I don't need the pasuk of Alman and Grusha for Chai V'Krisis for Eved V'Akum, that apostles the bas coin from truma. I need it for a chumra by Almana and a kula by Grusha. Ask the Gemara a new question. V'Ema Nivela L'Psula Af Machzer Grushasai. As Rashi explains, we have learned before in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis in Masechet Yevamos that someone who was divorced and got married to another husband and then got divorced from that husband, or her second husband died, she is usher to go back to her first husband. But as Rashi says, Kedushin are toface. So why don't I say that just like we have all the other isurim, let's say like mamzer, pasuls from eating truma, a machzer gushasai should also pasul from eating truma, and yet we have learned on daf mem dalet amud beis that she is mutter to eat truma. The Gemara answers, because the isur of eating truma is bas koyin kisiyah le'ish zor amarachmona. Mi shazar etzla mikora. It's speaking about like a mamzer who has always been forbidden to her. Ma, she anking her original husband. When she got married to him originally, he was not a czar. He was permitted to marry her. Therefore, the halacha is that even though there is an isser for machzer grushasai, but she will not become forbidden to eat truma because of that. She's not considered a zar, the husband is not considered an ish zar. La fuke hai deloy zar etzlami karahu. This is memayet, the case of Machzor Rishasai, where he does not have a din of being a stranger to her from day one. Frank the Gemara, ihachi, if that's your criteria, as far as who becomes possible the truma, cholol, the lav zar hu. And as the Bach here has the girsa, the Bach's girsa is the lav zor hu loy lifso, and Rashi adds a word, the lav zor hu etzla. They take out the word mikara. Ihachi cholo the lav zor hu etzla loy lifso. Why is the halacha that if she has a relationship with a cholo, and she's a bas kayin, she becomes Osir and Truma, the Cholol is not a Zor to anyone. As Rashi says, in Divri HaMaschol, Hachi Garsinin, Cholol de Lav Zaretz La, Hu Lo Yivsol, the Cholol Mutra Philippa Kahanis. A Cholol is Mutter to marry even a Kahanis. He's Mutter in Leviah, Yisraelis, and he's Mutter even to a Kahanis. So in what sense is a Cholol apostle? Why does the Bia of a Cholol, the Almana of a Cholol, for example, will become Osir to eat Truma, even if she is a Bas Kayin? She will not go back to her father's house to eat Truma because she had a Bia with a Cholol. What's the criteria? Zar. He's not a Zar. Zar means a Biapsula. The Cholol is the one case of the entire list that we had in yesterday's sugya, which is not a forbidden marriage. He's allowed to marry anybody, even a Bas Kayin. So why, in fact, is she possible to eat Truma? Amar Kra, more answers, because the Pasuk says, by a Kayin Gadol, lo yechalel zarei ba'amav. He should not take an almana, for example, who's usher to him, because he will be desecrating his zera. So we learn out, makish zaroi loy. We make a hekish between him and his children. Mahu poisel, just like the almana and to the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol passels her from truma. He makes her into a chalola, and she cannot eat truma. Avzare nami poisel, his children who become chalolim, so they also passel. A relationship with a cholol is passel just like the relationship with the kohen gadol when it's a forbidden relationship. So that carries over to the kohen gadol's son who became a cholol, that his be a passels. So it's a special hekish that we have in this pasuk. And all the Mephorshim grapple with the question, where do we see a hekish here? Where is there a hekish in the words of the pasuk? All the pasuk says is zaroi. Where do you see a hekish between the kohen gadol and his child? So the Mesaris HaShas here in Ois Dalet brings down from the Shalah, from a sefer, which is Baalei Sugyas, that he says that it really could have said the word zera. In other words, the kohen gadol is contemplating, should he go through with this marriage? He doesn't have children yet. The Torah is telling him, don't go through with this forbidden marriage to the almana, because lo yichalo what? Zara? Lo yichal zera. You don't even have the children yet. So the pshat is, the word zaroi is as if it's saying two words, zera and loy. It's a contraction of these two words together. And in fact, Rashi, we don't have to come on to the Shalah and the Sefer Baalei Sugyas, it's an often a Rashi in Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Zeh Lashonei, this is the Lashon of Rashi, Ha'av v'hazera huskaru b'tevezu, v'hainu hekesha. The hekesh is because the word zaroi is a contraction of both zera and shaloi, loi. So memel, that's what the Gemara says, we're makish zaroi loi, and just like the bee of the kohen gadol passels the almana, makes her into halol, and she's osur to truma, so too, even though there's no real psul in the relationship between a cholol and a bas kayin, but the bee of a cholol will passel the bas kayin from eating truma. Frey the Gemara, the Ema Mishas Havaya. Why did we learn in the whole sugya that a bee apostles, as Rashi explains, even if one of these Pasule Kohol, a Mamzer, for example, will get Mureses, will get engaged to the Bas Kayin, and he will die then, so he never had a biyu with the Bas Kayin. That should also pasul me from Truma. Why? Because the Lashon of the pasuk is Bas Kayin Kisiyah. So that's Lashon Havaya. Havaya includes the Erisin as well. So why do I have to come on to biyu? Erisin itself should pasul. The Gemara answers, Dum yu to Kayin Gadol Bamana. We compare it to Kayin Gadol and Amana. Ma Kayin Gadol Bamana bibiya. Just like Kayin Gadol and Amana, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Kedushin of Ayin Zayin, the Gemara there learns out from a pasuk that the bia of a Kayin Gadol pasuls without Erisin. Afhai nami bebia. So here also by the psulei called the pasul from Truma, it'll be the same as Amana leKayin Gadol. Just like his bia pasuls, you don't need the Erisin. The same thing, the bia of the psulei called will pasul. Frei the Gemara veema adik avay ubia. Okay, you've shown me that the B of a Kohen Gadol pasuls, but maybe it's required to have both. Okay, Erisin alone is not enough, but maybe you need Erisin and Bia together. The Gemara answers, do me the Kohen Gadol Balmana. Again, compared to Kohen Gadol and Almana. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana, but Bia Luchudah. Just like by Almana the Kohen Gadol, the B itself pasuls without Erisin. Here by the psulei call as well, the bia itself pasuls, and as Rashi brings down from the Gemara we had earlier in Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Nis Armlo, the first wide Rashi at the end, Nis Armlo, Nis Garshim, and Nis Suin Psulois, Mina Erisin Ksheirois. So there has the main criteria to pasul, which we learn out from Amana L'Kohen Gadol, is the Nisuin, where there was a bia, but the Erisin alone would not pasul. And now the Gemara continues to explain the other shitas that we had in the Braisa in yesterday's shir on Dav Samech Ches Amud Aleph. We learned the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shezari Pasul Paisul, V'chol Shein Zari Pasul, Eino Paisul. His sheet is that a bia to a pasul does not always pasul the woman from eating truma. It's only if the person's zera is pasul, then the father's bia will pasul. But if the son is not a pasul, then the father's bia will not pasul. And the Gemara wants to know, in what case is there a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? The Tanakhama seems to make a broad statement that any bia of a pasul will pasul, and Rabbi Yossi seems to limit it to only the bia of someone whose son is pasul. Which case will be enough given? Am I Yikabin Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheini. The difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is by a Mitzri Sheni or an Adoy Misheni. So Rashi explains that a Mitzri Sheni, he's Pasul, but his son is Kosher. It says Dor Shlishi is allowed to enter into Klal Yisrael. So from that we learn out that a Dor Sheni is not allowed to go. So according to the Tanakhama, the bia of a Mitzri Sheni will pasul, because he's a pasul. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the criteria is what is the child, is the child kosher or not? Here by a Mitzri Sheni, his child is kosher. If the Mitzri Sheni's child, the Mitzri Shlishi, the Dor Shlishi is kosher, then even the Mitzri Sheni will not pasul. The Mitzri Rishon will pasul, because his son is pasul. But the Mitzri Sheni's Bia will not pasul, because his son, the Dor Shlishi, is not pasul. Therefore, the Bia of the father does not pasul. And the Gemara now learns out the Lemudim for the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. They both compared it to Amana L'Kohen Gadol, and they got different results. Tanakhama Sover Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'Amana Shebi Asoy Ba'Veira U'Paisel, just like by Amana L'Kohen Gadol. His B is Ba'Veira, and he Paisels for forbidding Truma. Afhai, the case of Mitzri Sheni, Nami Paisel. Since it's a bia psula, therefore it pasuls her from truma. But Rabbi Yossi Sover, no, I compare it to Kohen Gadol. I compare it to a Kohen Gadol in a different way. Ma Kohen Gadol Shazari pasul upaisul. Just like by a Kohen Gadol, his zera is pasul, he's a cholol, and he pasuls from eating truma. Af kol shezari pasul, paisel so too. Which bia will pasul? Only a bia if the zera is pasul as well. Masha Enkin by Mitzri Sheni, he's a pasul, but his zera is not pasul. So then the bia of a Mitzri Sheni will not possible. Lafuke mitrisheni, as the Gemara concludes, the ain zari possible. His zair is not possible. How do I know? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Bonim asher yuvoldu lemdor shlishi yovel lemekal Hashem." By a mitzri, the halacha is that, or an adoimi, the halacha is that the children that they will have dor shlishi are mutter to come into kal Hashem. So it's only dor sheni that's possible. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if the father's possible and the son is not possible, then the bia of the father does not possible as well. And now the Gemara goes on to explain the last part of that brisa, which brought us the shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel. He has a new shita in when a bee apostles. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, kol she'atonaisa bitoi atonaisa amonasoi. And whenever you cannot marry his daughter, you cannot marry his almona. Ma, and the, so now it's the bee apostles only if it's a relationship where the daughter is usher as well. Ma yikabein Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In what case will there be enough nafkamina between Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Omer Ula said Ula, ger amoni umay avi yikabein nayu. The nafkamina is by a ger amoni umay avi, whether his be apostles. And again, Ushneim loy lamdu elami koin gol ba'amona. They both learned it out from amona le koin gol. Rabbi Yaisi savar ma koin gol ba'amona shehazare posel upoisel. Af kol shezare posel paisel. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need all of his children to be posel. Just like by Amon Lekangol, I find that he has a child who's posel, so that's enough to say that the father's bia will posel from truma. Rab Shimon Gamliel Savar, Ma Koyin Gadol Ba Amonisha Kol Zare Posel Paisel. By an Amon Lekangol Gadol, all of his descendants become posel. His son is a cholol, his daughter is a cholola. Af she kol zare posel upoisel. Then this, the same din is that we learn out from there that when does the be a posel? Only if all of the children are posel. La fuke amoyne amoyavi. This will exclude amoyne amoyav. The ain kol zare posel. That all the children are not posel. The Amar Mar we have learned. Amoyne v'loy amonis, moyavi v'loy moyavis. That it's only the male amoyne amoyavi that's posel. And the female is kosher to come into Klal Yisrael. So we learn out from Kohen Gadol, the only time a bee apostles of the Kohen Gadol to the Almana is because all his children are going to become psulim. Masha'enki be'amoni and moyavi, where the daughters will not become apostle, so the bee of the father, the Amoni, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, will not apostle. According to Rabbi Yossi, here Rabbi Yossi will be machmer and will say that the bee will apostle. And now we are ready to begin the next Mishnah, which we have referred to before in yesterday's shir as the Seifa. This is the Seifa of the Mishnah, which we learned in the previous stuff. Says the Mishnah, before I go on, I just would like to speak out a very important machloikis before we begin the next Mishnah between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchas Isuri Bia Perik Yudches Halacha Aleph states that a cholol, which we learned in our sugya earlier, the apostles from Truma, the Rambam says not only does the biyat of a cholol apostle from Truma, but apostles the woman from getting married to a kohen as well. We saw in the whole sugya, there's a link. We learned that limudim for that, that a biyat psul apostles from Truma and from kohana. However, the Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid says that the bia of a cholol only passes from truma, but it will not make the woman ineligible for kohuna. And the Mefarshim tried to understand where did the Ravid, the Rambam sheet is very consistent with our entire Gemara, but the Ravid, where did he get to make a chilek between kohuna, apsul kohuna, and apsul truma? So the Magid Mishnah says that it's based here in our sugi that we learned earlier. Because the Gemara came out that we compare a cholol to his father. Because the pasuk says, lo yechalol zari ba'amav, makish zari loy. As we said before, that we, the hekish is because the word zari is really like two words, a contraction of two words. So we compare him to his zera. Ma hu poisel, av zari nami poisel. So the Rambam understood that just like a kayin gadol to an almona, makes her a halala that she's also to eat truma, so she's also prohibited to marry a kohen. She's a halala. Mashi Ankein, the Rivet understood that this whole limud is only legabe truma, but there's a big difference between a kohen gadol and a halal. A kohen gadol, the almana, is an isser. There's an isser in the relationship. Mashi Ankein, a halal, as Rashi said, he's mutter not only to Levi and Yisraelis, he's even mutter to a bas kohen. There's no isser for a halal to marry. There's an isser for a halal to get married to a kohen. But for a halal, there's no isser even to a bas kohen. So therefore, the Rivet understood that the limud, which was makish, the cholol to his father, was only legabe truma. Aber legabe to make her posel, the woman we had a relationship with, to make her posel a kohana, there the Rivet said it's mechulik, and she will remain kosher lekohana. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'oynis v'amefata. If someone coerced a woman and had a relationship with her, an oinis, or a mefata, he seduced her, v'hashoyte, or an imbecile who has no das, the halacha is, in all of these three cases, loy poislin, they will not passel in the case of a bas koyin who married a Yisrael, because in the case of oinis and mefata, this is not considered a marriage to passel. In the case of a shoyte, Rashi brings down, even with chup and kedushin, he does not passel because his kinyan is not a kinyan. And likewise, loy machilin. If the oinis and the mefata was a kohen, and the woman was a Yisraelis, and we know that always a Yisraelis can eat truma if her husband's a kohen, but an oinis and mefata, it's not kinyan kaspoy. She is not acquired by the husband. There was a not proper relationship. And so too, the kohen who's a shaita, he has no kinyanim. So again, there's no kinyan kaspoy. So memela loy machilin, the Yisraelis will not be able to eat truma from these kohanim. Ve'im einon ru'uyin lovoy b'Yisrael, and if this oinis and the mefata and the shaita are not Roy to come into Yisrael, and Rashi earlier on Daf Samach Chesamad Aleph told us that this is really a Mishnah Yisera. In other words, the Chayru, we're speaking about people who are posel lovi bakol. But based on yesterday's shir, we learned the previous Mishnah with the Bias Bentes, that Bias Bentes was speaking about Psule Kol, and even a Bias Bentes is considered a Bia for Psule Kol. So Psule Kol we've already mentioned in the earlier Mishnah. What is this over here? So the Gemara explained, as Rashi gave us the pshat, that this refers to someone who's posel lekohana. Even though we use the terminology of Einan Ruin Lovi B'Yisrael, we mean someone who's a cholol, who's not roy to come into kohana, he will posel. As we learned, that a cholol posels from truma, and we just mentioned in Machlaikas Rambam and the Rivet, whether the cholol would posel also from kohana. And the reason we have to learn that this means psule kohuna is because otherwise it's a redundant Mishnah. We already learned it in the Mishnah before. So the halacha is hare elu poislin, that if it's a cholo, for example, who's not roy to come into kohuna, so his bia would pasul the woman from eating truma. Now, ketzad. The Mishnah will explain the first cases of our Mishnah of oinis u'mefata. What is the case of oinis u'mefata? Where we learned the halacha, loy poislin, v'loy machilin, and the Bach changes the word hoya, as he will a few times in the Mishnah, to harei. Hare Yisrael Shubal Baskoyin. A Yisrael who had relationship with a Baskoyin. So, normally, a Yisrael passels a Baskoyin from eating truma. But here, Teichel Betruma. Because since it's not a marriage of the Oinus and Mefata, therefore, it's not considered that, her status of eating truma from her father's house, was damaged in any way, and therefore she continues to eat truma. However, Ibra, if she became pregnant from that relationship of the Oinus and Mefata, loy soichel betruma, she should not eat truma. As Rashi brings down, we learned in Dav Samach Zayinim Beis, Uber poisel, because the Pasuk says, when is she shovel beis aviyah, kinureha? She goes back exactly the way she was as a young girl. Prat l'muberes. If she's going back to muberes, it's not kinurel. It's not the way she was when she left her father's house. And therefore, she's not allowed. And Ober passels her from the bas koyin from eating truma. Nechtach Ober. If the Ober was cut up, the doctors tell us that something happened to the Ober and it's all cut up in me'ela, it's not a viable child in her stomach, then she reverts back. The Torah only says that a Ober puzzles or a live child puzzles. But a non-viable child in her stomach, even if it hasn't been expelled yet, it's still b'me'ah, toichel. She goes back to her previous status of a bas koyin who eats from her father's house. And Rashi says, or im yoldum yoldos emes, on the third line of Rashi, even if she gave birth to a child, but the child died, so she would revert back to eat from her father's house. Again, the Bach changes it to Hare Koyen Shebo al Bas Yisrael. If a Koyen was Mefata or Ma'anes a Bas Yisrael, she doesn't get the advantage that her husband is a Koyen, because it's not her husband. Abia Shaloi L'Shem Ishus is not considered a Kenyan Kaspoy, and therefore she cannot yet eat Truba. Ibra, if she became pregnant, again, Loi Soichal, she cannot eat. Why? Because we learned earlier that Yolud Machel, She'ena Yolud, Eina Machel. We learned from the Pasuk, V'yalid Beisoy, Hein Yoichlu Balachmoy, that any children from a Koyen, the Tyrus Kohanim, Rashi quoted it earlier, on Daf Samach Zayin Beis, Yachilu, not Yoichlu, that they will eat, not only that, of course they do eat, but Yachilu, they have a schus, their mezake, their mother, or their grandmother, or their great-grandmother, Atsoif Kolodiris. If a woman, Yisraelis, has a child from a Koyen, even if that child is a great-great-grandchild, that child is mezake, the mother, with the great-grandmother, with being able to eat truma. But that's only if it's yelid beisoy, if it's born. But if it's not yet born, if it's an uber, it doesn't have that power, because we learn yolud machel, she'ena yolud, ena machel. Yolda, but if she then had a child from this ma'anes or mefata, then toichal, because then that's considered a viable child of the Kayin, and therefore, and she is able to eat, that is considered Yalid Beisoy, even though it didn't come from marriage. Nimtza comes out, says the Gemara, an ironic thing. Koichai shal ben golo mishal av. The power of the son, who's being mezake his mother from this illicit relationship, is greater than the power of the father. The father can only do it, the Kayin can only do it if it's Kenyan Kaspoy. And by being Ma'anis or Mefat, it's not called Kenyan Kaspoy, so he cannot give Truma to the woman that he was Ma'anis. Ma'ashi Ankin, if they have a child from the relationship, it is called Yalid Beisoy, and therefore the son will be able to be Mezake, be Machel, the mother, with Truma. The power of the son is greater than the power of the father. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'eved poisel mishum bia. As we learned in yesterday's daf, and we mentioned in today's daf as well, an eved is not considered as having a status of leaving his wife as an almona or a grusha, because there's no havaya. Therefore, she cannot return to her father's house to eat truma, because the eved, as we learned from the pasuk of ubas koyin ki si almana grusha, that if there's no almanas to grushas, even if there's no children, she cannot go back to her father's house. She's become pasul from the eved. How does the eved pasul? Mishum bia, through his bia. But ve'einoi pasul mishum zera, he does not pasul because of Zera. As Rashi explains, if a Bas Koyin has Zera from a Yisrael kosher, and that child or grandchild that's going to come out of that marriage is going to be an Eved, and soon the Gemara will explain how is it possible that from a Yisrael kosher that the descendant should be an Eved, and then her husband, the Yisrael, died. And who's left? The Eved is left. So we don't say, this Bas Kayin has a child from a Yisrael, and therefore we know that if a Bas Yisrael has a child from a Kayin, subsequent generations she can eat, so too if a Bas Kayin has a child from Yisrael, then she's not able to eat. So in the case, if her descendant turns out to be an Eved, that Eved is not considered a Zera. Because that Eved, as we'll see the case in a moment, that Eved belongs to the Shifcha, who was the mother of that Eved. He's not Nisiyaches after the Koyin. So there, he's not Nisiyaches, rather, in this case, of Bas Koyin Lisrol. He's not Nisiyaches after the Yisrael. It's not considered a Jewish child. He's an Eved. And therefore, it's not considered that she had Zera from the Yisrael. And if so, she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat Truma Ketzad. And now the Gemara is going to give an explanation of what the case is. And actually, the Gemara is going to give two cases, but only one case will explain this phrase, Einoi Paisul Mishum Zera. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael Lekoyin and Bas Koyin Yisrael. These are two separate cases. You had a Bas Yisrael who married a Koyin, or a Bas Koyin who married a Yisrael. V'yolda met a ben, and they had a son. V'holach ha-ben, and the son went, v'nichbash al ha-shifcha. And the word nichbash is, he pressed himself, he forced himself on the shifcha. Rashi says that this is loshen gnai. It doesn't mean actually that he forced her, he raped her. But rather, it's any relationship with someone who kedushin is not shayachin is given b'loshen gnai in the Mishnah of v'nichbash. It really comes from the word that we have in Megillus Esther, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Ches, where Achashverosh said to Haman when he fell on the bed with Esther, he said, Hagam lichboish es hamalka imi babayis. Do you want to assault the queen with me in the house? So the Chazal used this derogatory terminology when it came to the son having a relationship with a shifcha. V'holach ha-ben, this son who was the son of a bas Yisrael to a koyin, or a bas koyin to Yisrael. He went and he had a relationship with a shifcha, v'yolda met a ben, and the shifcha had a son. So what's the status of that son? Harei ze'evet. The status of that son is an Eved. As Rashi brings down, we learn by a shifcha, it says, but an Eved has a shifcha. Shevlad shifcha kamo d'chsev ha'isha v'yolada t'yaladoyneo. It's the wife with her sons. The sons have a din like the woman, which is to be a Eved. So this grandson now, of either the Bas Yisrael Lekoyin or the Bas Koyin Yisrael, what's the grandson? Harei Zavet. So now, let's analyze both cases. Hoysa aim aviv Bas Yisrael Lekoyin. So if the grandmother, the Eved's father's mother, was a Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, so she wants to try to eat Truma. So the din is Loi Seichel B'Truma. She cannot eat truma. She has a grandson, but what's the grandson an Eved? The grandson's not considered the Koyin's child, it's considered the Shifcha's child. This is not a descendant of the Koyin, he has a din of an Eved. So that son, if he's the only, that grandson, if he's all you're relying on to get truma, we tell you, you can't eat truma. And really, the lashon of the Mishnah here could have been that in this case, Ha'eved einoi machil mishum zera. The Mishnah didn't speak about this case by giving it this terminology. The Mishnah focused on the next case. And the Mishnah said, ve'eina poisul mishum zera. What's that case? If the aim of it, the mother of the Eved's father, the father's mother, the grandmother, was a Bas Koyin Yisrael. So now what's the problem? The Bas Koyin Yisrael has a descendant. And if she has a descendant normally from a Yisrael, even if it's many generations after her marriage to the Yisrael, that descendant will passel her from Truma. She will not be able to go back to her father's house. No, here we say Teichel B'Truma. Why? Because this child, this Eved, is not considered the Kayin's descendant, the Yisrael's descendant. If it's not considered the Yisrael's descendant, she goes back to her father's house, and she can eat truma. So this is the case where the Mishnah said before, ve'enai poisel mishum zera. That was referring to the second case here, and negated the first case by Bas Yisrael Lekoyen. If the descendant is an Eved, we could say the words, ve'enai machel mishum zera. It's not enough to entitle the Yisraelis for eating truma because she had a descendant from her husband, the Koyen. Continues the Mishnah, mamzer poisel machel. A mamzer is considered a viable son. And he passels in the case of a bas koyin liyisrael, if the child is a son or grandson is a mamzer l'passel, if a grandson is a mamzer l'passel, umachel, if in the case of bas yisrael l'koyin, it's considered a viable child that will entitle the bas yisrael to eat truma. Ketzad. What's the example? Bas yisrael l'koyin, ubas koyin liyisrael. Again, two cases. V'yoldem and a bas. And they had a daughter together. V'holcha bas. When this is la'eved or la'evikavim. And the daughter went and she married a eved or an la'evikavim. And the top Tosfos here wonders, why don't we use the same lashon of v'nichbash? Just like we had before, when it was a relationship between a son and a shifcha, we used the derogatory terminology of a nichbash. Why didn't the Mishnah use it here? For some reason, the Mishnah did not use that terminology here. But the point is that this daughter went, and she married an Eved or an Eved Kechavim, and we are going, according to the Shita, there's a machloikis in this, but this Mishnah will fit in according to the Mandi Amr, that Eved va'akum habo al-bas Yisrael havlad mamzer, v'yoldo emen ben, they had a son, hareza mamzer. That is considered a mamzer, because this Mishnah holds that even if it's not a chayve krisis, even if it's a relationship with a Eved or a goy, there's loisis chaten, but it's not a chayve krisis, the child is considered a mamzer. So now it depends. Hoysa ein imoi, if the mamzer's mother's mother was a case of bas yisrael l'koyen, so she wants to eat truma because she has a descendant from the koyen. The din is toicha b'truma. Yes, she could eat. Your grandson is a mamzer. Good, but a mamzer is considered a Jewish mamzer. He's not an Eved, he's a Jewish mamzer. If he's a Jewish mamzer, and you're a Bas Yisrael, you're entitled to eat because you have a descendant from the Koyin. Even if that descendant, the grandson, unfortunately, is a mamzer. Bas Koyin Yisrael, what about the opposite? If the grandmother, the mother's mother, was a Bas Koyin who married a Yisrael, she wants to go back to her father's house. We tell her, no, you can't go back to your father's house. Why? Lo Yisrael B'Truma, because you have a descendant from the Yisrael who's a mamzer, but he's a Jewish mamzer. He's related to your husband. And therefore, once you have a child from a Yisrael, you're not entitled anymore to eat truma. So the mamzer not only is machel, he's also poisel. The Gemara says, the Mishnah concludes with a very interesting halacha. Koyin gadol, koyin gadol, pam shu poisel. A koyin gadol can sometimes passel his grandmother from eating truma. Kate said, what's the case? Bas koyin li Yisrael. If a bas koyin married a Yisrael, the yoldim and a bas, and they had a daughter. So what's the status of this daughter? A Yisrael goes after the father, he's considered a Yisrael. And now this Yisraelis, v'holcha, she went, habas, v'nisas, l'koyin, and she married a koyin. So, v'yoldu emen ben, and they had a son. So that son, what's his status? If his mother's a Yisraelis, and his father's a koyin, he has a loch of koyin. Hareze roi liyosh koyin gadol. This koyin gadol, whose mother is a Yisraelis, is able to become a koyin gadol. Oymeru mishamash agabi mizbeach. He can stand and do a void on top of the mizbeach. So it comes out a very interesting thing here in this case. It comes out that the grandmother is a bas koyin. She's a koyhanis. But she married a Yisrael. Her daughter is a Yisrael, and she in turn married a koyin. And they had a son who has a status of a kohen who can become a kohen gadol. So you know what the din is in this case? Can the mother eat truma? Can the grandmother eat truma? Here's the din. Machlas imoy, this kohen who's roid to be a kohen gadol can give truma to his mother, who's a Yisraelis. Why? Because if a Yisraelis has a child from a kohen, that child enables, entitles her to eat truma. But upoy salem imoy, the same kohen who allows his mother to eat truma will pasul his grandmother from eating truma, because his grandmother was a bas kohen. She wants to go back to her father's house and eat truma. We tell her no, because who's your husband? Your husband was Yisrael. Your daughter's husband's a kohen and they had a child. That kohen, her royal Yisrael kohen gadol, will let your daughter eat. But to you, the grandmother, you're a bas kohen. You married a Yisrael. You're not going to go back to your father's house. Why? Because you had a descendant from the Yisrael, even though his status of the descendant is a kohen, but you had a child of Yisrael, and therefore that apostles you from eating truma. Zois aimera, says the Rashi, explains this term. Zois means not the usual way we say zois aimera. Zois aimera means the grandmother says on such a situation, loy kibni kohen gadol. Rashi says, "Lo yarbu kamaisai, ichab asach nachas from an enikul the kohen gadol." I don't need such a kohen gadol. Why? Shehu paslani min a truma. He's pasling me from a truma. He's good for my daughter. He lets her eat truma, the Israelis. But me, the bas kohen, he's causing problems. He pasles me from truma. The Gemara now goes back to explain the Mishnah where we learned by a shoita that the halacha is that a shoita is not poislon, he's not machel, because his kinyan is not considered a kinyan. And therefore, he doesn't help the woman, and he doesn't work against her either. A bas kohen, he will not pasul. A Yisrael, he will not be machel. Tanina, this is a proof, laha, the Tana Rabban, that which we learned in the Brisa. Shoita v'katn shenasu nashim, a shoita and a katn, that married women who mace when they died, nishesein, their wives, peturis, menachlitzim, and ayibim. Since the marriage of a shoita or a katn is not considered a marriage, therefore their wives are not chayv and chalitza and yibam. So this halacha is stated in our mission in a different form. We're speaking about a different case, but the principle remains the same, that there are no kinyonim to a shaita or a katan, and that's why in our mission the shaita is not poisol and he is not machol. Continues the Gemara to explain the next din of our Mishnah, Ketzad, and the Bach changes here again. The word hoya to hare, Yisrael, by the case of an oynes and a mefata. Shebol bas koyen, that he had relationship with a bas koyen, toichel betruma. So just because he's a Yisrael, but since he's not married to the bas koyen, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. If bra, but if she became pregnant, loy soichel, she's not allowed to eat truma, because even though this child came not through marriage, but lemaisa, it's a child from a Yisrael, and that will possible the bas koyen from eating truma. Afraid the Gemara, Kivin, the Ebrelai Seichel, since you're telling me that if she became pregnant, she's no longer the bas kohen alati truma, Lech Hashem Ibra. So why aren't we Choshish, even with one Bia, that she became pregnant, even if there was only one relationship between her and the one who was ma'anis or mefat to her, let's be choshish that that one be a cause her to become pregnant. And mi loitnan, haven't we learned in our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, earlier in our Masechta, that where you had two women who b'shas chuppah, they got mixed up and they had relations with the husband of the other woman. The halacha is mafrish my son gimel chadoshin, we separate them from their husbands 3 months, shemim uborisein, because as Rashi says, we have to make avchana, we have to distinguish between a vlad kosher and a vlad posel. We have to see, are they pregnant from their relationship that they committed in error with the other husband, and will that be the child of a posel from that relationship? Or if we see that after 3 months she's not pregnant, then she can go back to her husband and we'll know that any child she'll have will be a zera kosher from her real husband. So the Gemara's question is that we see that we're chayshish even from one bia, one relationship, that maybe she became pregnant. Actually, the Gemara there says that there were two bias, because from the first bia, we have a rule, ein isha misaberes mibia rishayna. A woman does not become pregnant from the first bia. But what the Gemara means, we are chayshish that from the first viable bia, from the first bia that could have produced a child, maybe she became uberes. On that, the Ritva asks, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Once we introduce this concept of ein isha misaberes b'rishayna, that a woman does not become pregnant from her first relationship, so perhaps our Mishnah is speaking about where it was the first relationship. Only she was a psula, and therefore she did not become pregnant. That's why we're not worried. Answers the Ritva, that since the Mishnah did not qualify that, we can say that our Mishnah is speaking about even if she is a b'ula, even if she previously had a relationship. And yet, the halacha remains that if he was ma'anis or mefat to her, she is allowed to right away eat truma. Why should she right away eat truma? We should wait 3 months to see if she's pregnant or not. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, to this Rabbi Rav Huna answers, L'yuchsin chashu l'truma loy chashu. Over there in Lamed Gim Lamed Beis, by the two women who mixed up their husbands, that was a question of yichus, of knowing if the child is a child kosher or not. So there they were chashish. Because really, as the Ritva explains, there's a chazaka. In the case of truma, there's a chazaka that she ate truma till now from her father's house. And therefore, if we have a suffix, whether she should lose that right or not, she has a chazaka to eat truma. And we can assume she's not pregnant. The same thing over there by yichus. Until now, there was a chazaka. She was not muberes, so we can assume she's still not muberes. However, by yichus, the Gemara says, that's Rav Huna's answer, that by yuchsin, they were chayish, that maybe she is pregnant. However, latruma, loichash for truma, they were not chayish. Frey, the Gemara, latruma, loichashu. In our mission, which is speaking about truma, there they were not worried that she becomes pregnant from the first relationship. Vatanya, we learned in Abraisa, if a kohen said to his wife, a Yisraelis, who was eating truma in his chus, hareze gitecha, here is your get, shoachas kohen lumisasi, a moment before I die, this get should be good, and he gives her the get, asur lechel b'truma miyat, she's immediately asur to eat truma, because we're worried that maybe she's going to eat truma, and the next second her husband's going to die, and retroactively she will have eaten truma b'isser, and therefore, so we see that you're chayshish for truma, even though there's a chazaka, he's alive right now, the husband, so there's a chazaka for the next minute that he's going to stay alive, and yet we are worried. So we're not only worried for Yuchsin, we're also worried for Truma. So why in our mission are we not worried that maybe she is pregnant from the first relationship, and therefore she should become Osati Truma? Elam, Rabbi Barav Huna, Benesu, and Chashu, Benesnus, Loi Chashu. We have to distinguish not between Yichus and Truma, really for Truma, we would also be chayish that she became pregnant. However, there's a chilek between marriage, the Mishnah, Lamed Gim Lamed Beis, where we are chayish that she became pregnant, then we have to wait 3 months. That was a marriage. Each one thought they were living with their real husband. So therefore, they didn't do any act to stop themselves from becoming pregnant. Ma she'ein kein over here, where we're speaking about einus mefata, there the woman doesn't want to become pregnant, so she will invert herself in such a way that the zera will fall out from her, that she should not become pregnant. So by znus, they were not chayish that she became pregnant, because there we assume that she did everything in her power to make sure that she does not become pregnant, and that's why she's allowed to eat truma in our Mishnah by einus mefata right away. She goes back to her father's house, and we're not worried that she became pregnant. Are we then chayish by nesuin that she became pregnant from the first relationship? Atani, we learned in the Brisa. Baskoin, this is Yisrael Umeis. A Baskoin was married to Yisrael, and the husband died, and she didn't have any children. Toivela, she goes to the mikveh. Why does she go to the mikveh before she can eat truma? As Rashi brings the pasuk, ve'ish asher yishkav ish oisoshich vazera, she's tamei before she can eat truma. She's not allowed to eat truma in that stage. She has to first go to the mikveh, and then have hair of shemesh at night, and the sun has to set, and then eichelis b'truma l'erev. At night she can eat truma. But we see she's allowed to eat right away. And here we're speaking about she was married to him. And if she had a relationship with him, she did not invert herself that she shouldn't become pregnant. So why is she allowed to eat truma? Why don't we say that maybe she became pregnant and therefore an uber will passel the bas koyin from going back to her father's house to eat truma? So l'chara by nesuin we see we're not choishesh. Amar Rav Chisda, said Rav Chisda, toivelas vecheles ad arboim. When it says that she could eat truma right away, it means that she's toivel and she eats up till 40 days. For 40 days, she doesn't have to worry about becoming pregnant. Why? The loy ma'abra, holoy ma'abra. If, in fact, she didn't become pregnant from her husband, she's not pregnant. Fine. V'i ma'abra, let's say she did become pregnant from her husband, ad arboim until 40 days, maya ba'amu, it's not, the fetus is considered water. It's not considered a fetus. That's not an ober to passel her from eating truma. As Rashi points out here, according to Rav Chisda, we have to say that the Yisrael, on the same day that he was married and they had relations, he died right away. Because otherwise, how do we give her 40 days to eat truma and not worry that maybe she became pregnant with the Yisrael's child, which would passel her from eating truma? Where does she have 40 days? If he died 10 days into the marriage, then maybe she became pregnant right away and she only has 30 days left. So therefore we have to say, Rashi says he died on the same day of the marriage and that gives her a total of 40 days. She doesn't have to worry about pregnancy. Amalei Abaye said Abaye too. Rav Chisda Yihachi, if so, Eima Seifa. Tell me the Seifa. Hook, how do you explain the Seifa? Hooker, Ubra Mea. If it's nicker that she is pregnant, she's carrying a child in her stomach, Tehema Kukalasama Freya, then she becomes ruined retroactively. Meaning that it comes out that she was expecting a child from Yisrael. She was possible to eat truma, and she ate truma b'shaygeg, and the din is she has to pay Karen v'chaymish. So here it says in the Sefer that l'mafreya, from day one, it seems even for the first 40 days, she ate truma b'shaygeg, and she will have to bring Karen v'chaymish, and an additional fifth to the Karen, to the main part of the truma that she ate. The Gemara answers, Maimu Kukalas, what does it mean she becomes ruined? Adar boy, retroactively from when it was hook or ubra that she's expecting a child from her deceased husband Yisrael, which makes her possible to eat truma, going backwards until day 40. But ain't a chanami for the first 40 days. Either she can say, either I'm not pregnant, and even if I am pregnant, it's not considered an uber. It's only water that will possel her. B'siyata Rishmaya, tomorrow we will begin the sugya of Habo al-Arisasai, Bebeis Chamav.